This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. News now that should send chills down the spines of television news producers in Los Angeles. An engineering firm called ProTek has plans for a device that promises to stop police chases in their tracks. It would use a blast of radio waves to disable a car's engine electronics. Dr. David Geary is a consultant with ProTek. He's currently showing off plans for their engine zapper at a trade show in Germany. Geary says the device will be perfect for law enforcement.
The system would fit in the trunk of a squad car, and there would be an antenna on the roof of the car. So they can send a signal, electromagnetic signal, from through the antenna to a car in front and put induced currents on the wires that go into a computer in the car and upset the computer, which eventually results in disabling the car and making it come to a stop.
And can it actually do that? Have you actually done that with the device?
Well, it's not difficult to stop a car if you put enough signal. But what we are working on is to make it work so that it stops only one car and not too many cars and cause a bigger problem.
So directionality would be,
one question. Directionality of the system and compactness of the system.
Now, let's say you stopped a car that was going at 80 miles per hour.
Right.
Would the car grind to a halt in place, or would it spin out and create an accident?
No. There is a microprocessor or a computer chip in the car, and if you upset that part of the computer, you would lose ignition and it would slowly come to a stop. It's not like it'll lose control.
So the car you're really worried about here would be the 1972 Cadillac that someone's driving, which doesn't have all this modern computer engineering inside of it.
That's another issue, yes. The computers that don't have too much electronics, this is not the way to go. But we're talking of cars, modern cars that have computers. And the trend nowadays is to go to two processors, one that controls critical functions of the car like ignition and fuel injection and so on, and the other microprocessor controls the auxiliary functions like opening, closing doors, windows, etc.
Are the microprocessors in cars
so
similar that you would be delivering the same jolt to any car, or would the operator have to say, I've got a 99 Volvo out there, let me get the setting for that car?
Although there are many different manufacturers and different types of cars, the microprocessor manufacturers are very few. The variation in the processor itself is not much. So we'll need a few systems, but each system can work with many different types of cars.
And would the people be injured by the zap?
No. There are standards about how much signal you can put on people, and we are operating much below that.
And obviously, if you could zap the microprocessors in cars, you could also zap them in everything from coffee pots to drawbridges or whatever.
Computers and anything that has microprocessors, yes.
All the things we were worried about breaking down at the turn of the millennium.
It can be abused, if that's what you're meaning.
Or that could be part of the DOD contract. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what you could do with this. It sounds like you could do a lot of damage.
Well, I'm publishing a book that discusses what you're saying. It's called Non-Lethal Applications of Electromagnetics. And a good part of my book deals with that.
Well, Dr. Geary, thank you very much for talking with us.
All right.
David Geary, who is president of ProTek, spoke to us from Magdeburg, Germany, where he's attending the Euro Electromagnetic Conference. And he's talking about a device that could be used to stop a moving car by zapping its microprocessor.